White. Elms Haven, St. Helena, California, January 29, 1904. Dear son Willie, there are some matters of which I wish to write you, but my brain is too weary to attempt a long letter today. I do not feel very strong, but am feeling better than I felt the morning after you left. I wish to preserve my mental powers, that I may continue to tell of the goodness of God. Last night I did not sleep until 2 o'clock, and my mind was dwelling upon many things. I will offer a few suggestions. I have been shown that it is a mistake to call in a large number of our ministers from the field to devote several weeks in ministerial institutes and councils. In this way, much valuable time has been lost, while talent that should be employed in carrying the truth to new fields is drawn to one center. Older ministers, as well as younger, would obtain a more valuable education in the experience to be found in depending wholly upon God while laboring as Christ's agencies. The work in Washington should be made second to no other work. I am strongly impressed that we should put to active use in this city the very best talent we can obtain. A good work has been begun by the meetings that have been held there, and at this point, to call away Brethren Daniels, Prescott, Washburn, and others, and to distribute this talent among the various states, leaving men of less ability to carry on the important work in Washington, would seem to me to be poor economy. I cannot see the interest that has been awakened in that city left unprovided for without entering my protest. Furnish strong men for Washington, where a strong work is to be done. I may not fully understand all the circumstances in this case, but I know that to call away ministers from the new field, leaving the work there improperly provided for, is not in harmony with the light I have received. This has been done too often. Our ministers should devote much more time than they do to working in new fields, that plants may be established in many places. Let those who have access to God through Jesus Christ enlarge their labors and plant the truth in new fields. Life eternal, the priceless gift of the blood of a crucified and risen Savior, is for those who will go forth in the name of Jesus, teaching all nations whatsoever he has commanded. Lo, I am with you alway, is his promise to all who engage in this work. Matthew 28, verse 20. Christ calls for the exercise of every talent that can be utilized in reaching the outposts. All should be set at work. Could not Herbert Lacey connect with the work in Washington? Cannot work be started in new localities? Meeting after meeting has been held. Message after message has been born in Oakland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Healdsburg, and many such centers. Shall we continue to work in these places, or shall we seek to occupy new territory? Sunday morning. Brother James returned Friday morning. Brother Jones told him that he would be pleased to have me come to Mountain View this week, while he can be there to show me the places of interest. He leaves for the East at the end of the week and will be gone for some time. The summer is still very pleasant. This whole month has been like summer. Last Friday, I went out for a long ride in the beautiful sunshine. We allowed the horse to walk both going and coming. We received your telegram yesterday morning. I hope that the matter of purchasing a sanitarium for Southern California may be settled in harmony with the Lord's will. I trust that a good water supply can be obtained on the property at Paradise Valley. Yesterday, Doris, with 5 others, went to conduct services at the soldier's home. He reports a hearty welcome and an attendance of about 70. There were 2 funerals at the home on Friday and 1 on Sabbath. Elder Taylor spoke at the sanitarium on Sabbath morning. The chapel was well filled, many of the patients being present, and an excellent discourse was given. Please write me as often as you can. Provide yourself with postal cards and write frequently during your journey. I question whether it will be advisable for me to spend a winter in any cold climate, but we will depend upon the Lord for counsel in all things. We must watch and pray and work, and He will give us wisdom. Let us depend upon Him in every emergency. Your family are all well and are in good spirits.